Zondervan presents Where Tomorrow Waits, a Westward Dreams novel, Book 3, by Jane Pert. Read by Christine Williams. Part 1. A Beckoning Dream. Chapter 1. Have you ever thought much about California, Penny?
California? Penny Sayers glanced at her sister-in-law, who was picking berries beside her. You mean about the gold rush?
No, not exactly that, Thea shook her head. About the place itself.
Only what I've read, in school mostly, about Balboa discovering the Pacific Ocean, but I've forgotten most of it.
I mean about going.
Going? To California? You mean on a wagon train?
Well, yes, what it might be like.
Not really. Penny paused for a minute and stared at the slim, dark-haired young woman. Why do you ask? Thea shrugged.
Just curious, I guess.
They went on picking berries for a few minutes more until Penny exclaimed,
Phew! It's sure hot for this late in September.
She whipped off her broad-brimmed straw hat and fanned herself to cool off.
Don't you think we have enough? Look!
She held out her nearly full basket.
I guess so. Thea sounded uncertain. Oh, I'm sure it is, Penny declared.
Anyway, I'm quitting. Come on, let's go on home and get us something cool to drink. We've picked plenty to make a nice batch of jam. Grams will be pleased as punch.
Well, if you say so,
Thea said, even as she added a few more to her almost overflowing basket before setting it down. Then she turned to her plump 15-month-old baby girl sitting on the blanket on the grass behind them.
Come on, Belinda, honey. Let's go see your daddy's grandma, she said, lifting her up into her arms.
Grams is at Mrs. Bristow's.